So, we have two speakers. The first speaker is someone that we know. Michael Nunez has been with us before. He was an attorney with Disability Rights Advocates and worked with us in a number of areas there. And he is now an associate with Rosen, Bean, Galvin, and Grunfeld. And we also have one of the partners, so one of his bosses, so he better be nice, Lisa Ells, who is a partner with the firm of Rosen, Bean, Galvin, and Grunfeld. And they're going to talk with us on a topic that is incredibly important, hopefully to each and every one of us, and that is the accessibility of absentee voting. And without further ado, I want to turn it over to Michael and Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Can everyone hear me? Is this Mike?
No.
Okay, so people can hear me. Yeah? Okay. Hi, I'm Lisa Ells, and this is my associate, Mike. We wanted to talk a little bit today about absentee voting, which is also called vote by mail. It's increasingly popular in the state of California and across the country because it allows people to receive voting materials in advance of the election, to take their time reviewing the ballot and considering their voting options in their home or anywhere else they'd like for as long as they'd like, and to mail their ballot in to be counted, which avoids the hassles of traveling to their designated polling location in person, waiting in line on election day, et cetera, et cetera. The problem that we face here in California is that the only absentee voting method that's available is 100% inaccessible to people with vision impairments and with some other disabilities. So one of the things that we are working on is to try and find an alternative to the traditional absentee ballot in California, which requires a voter to receive a printed ballot, then fill it out with a pen, sign it, and then mail it back in a specific envelope, none of which somebody who is blind can do by themselves privately and independently. And this is also, you know, a problem for people with other disabilities, including dexterity issues and people that have issues like that. One of the interesting things is that we think that California is so progressive in so many ways, but in this respect, we are remarkably behind the curve because there are a lot of states right now that do offer accessible absentee voting. Most of them provide it in some sort of computer-based electronic form. There's a lot of variety between the states in the exact way that it works. There is also one jurisdiction that we're aware of in the U.S. that allows a telephonic system, which is Honolulu. You can vote by telephone, but only in the city of Honolulu. So maybe one more reason people might want to move there. You know, one of the places that we have become familiar with is the state of Oregon, which has no in-person voting whatsoever. They've had an accessible vote-by-mail system for over 7 or 8 years, and it's very popular, and it functions well, and there are no security problems that anyone has ever reported. So it's possible, is the message that we are trying to send to the legislature, and potentially, if need be, through a lawsuit. And so one of the strategies that we've been employing so far is to try and work with existing proposed legislation to modify it to allow for more accessible absentee voting. And Mike was the person who participated in some of these discussions, and he's going to tell you a little bit more about that.
Hi, everyone. This is Michael. I'm very happy to be back at another CCB convention. So Lisa's right. The legislation she's referring to is a bill called SB 450. And it first came across my radar about 4 months ago when I received a call from CCB, from Mitch, actually, asking if I had heard of this bill. I said no. And he said, well, you should learn about it because it's a really important legislation that could impact all of us as blind voters across California. And so I did, and what I learned was that SB 450 was a bill designed to allow counties to switch from their traditional poll site voting model, where we all go to the poll sites and can vote there if we so desire on accessible voting machines, to a system where it's basically all vote by mail with just a couple of poll sites left, kind of bare bones. It sounds, you know, very different, and it was sort of proposed as being a way to increase the franchise, to expand voter turnout, because then voters across the state could easily cast ballots from home. There was just one problem, one big problem, which is the bill didn't include any provision for providing accessible absentee ballots or any accessible method for absentee voting for blind voters or other voters with disabilities. Big problem, right? So we became involved. CCB asked that we join the working group that was working through SB 450 revisions, trying to improve it. So we, along with other disability rights advocates and other civil rights advocates more generally, spent a couple of weeks sort of on the phone hammering out changes to language to the bill. And at the beginning, when I first raised the concern that we had about the lack of accessible absentee voting in the bill, the reaction that we got was disappointing. It was essentially, well, you know, there'll still be a few poll sites left here, you know, here and there around the counties. People can just go vote on the voting machines there. And our reaction to that was, well, you're closing down poll sites, you're going to be offering far fewer, and people are going to have to go further distances to get to their poll sites. This just isn't adequate. And so, you know, we were fortunately able to, over the course of the negotiations and wordsmithing, able to get them, the rest of the working group and the sponsors of the bill, to agree to revisions that would require that before any county switched to all vote by mail, they would need to have a way to provide, to allow blind voters and other voters with disabilities to privately and independently cast an absentee ballot. So we were able to get that language into the next version of the bill. And the bill has since been put on the sidelines. It's been put on delay, which happened in early July. The bill may come up next year. I think that the sponsors are thinking about bringing it up again in January, but it's been delayed for now. And we think that that's probably a good thing, because, you know, before California, or until California comes up with a good accessible absentee voting solution, they shouldn't be switching the state to absentee voting and sort of making it more difficult for voters with disabilities to cast their ballot. I'm going to turn it back to Lisa, who can sort of tie this back into, you know, where we are with the investigation now.
Yeah, so what we've discovered is that there are, as absentee voting generally is increasing in popularity, and it is dramatically increasing in popularity in the state of California, but also nationwide, it is becoming, we're sort of on the crest of a wave. We're riding up a wave of where this issue really needs to be addressed, because it's becoming more and more entrenched, and as it becomes more and more entrenched, it becomes a greater problem for the blind community, because, you know, not only, as Mike mentioned, do people have to travel further to an in-person location to vote, sometimes the machines at those places don't work, and sometimes poll workers, you know, have no idea what the machine is supposed to do or how to turn it on. So even if you do manage to get yourself to a polling location that is much, much further than it used to be for you, in a place that no longer has as many polling options, once you get there, you may not be able to vote. There may be longer lines because now everybody who has to vote in person can only go to a couple of locations, and so on and so on. And so it just becomes this increasingly urgent problem as vote by mail becomes more and more popular and by virtue of its popularity becomes sort of the only game in town. So we are currently, you know, working to try and figure out ways to make sure that these other possibilities that other states are using successfully are considered here in California. And, you know, that includes possibilities of, you know, we've been talking to the Secretary of State's office to get them to consider other options. They are actively looking at this issue in quite a bit of detail, actually. So we're impressed with the steps that they're taking. The problem is just the way California works. They need the counties to get on board as well. And so one of the problems we're having is, although this bill that Mike spoke about, SB 450, it got scuttled for now, there are a couple of counties in California that on a pilot-only basis are allowed to do exactly the things that we had been concerned about SB 450 would do, which is they're moving to having only a couple of vote in person locations, and most people will have to vote by mail. So San Mateo County, for example, is currently for this coming election is going to be using that system. And you know, so for people that can't get to a polling station for whatever reason, sometimes they have to pay people to read them the ballot. Sometimes they have to ask a friend to fill it out with them. And you know, that's just not acceptable under the Americans with Disabilities Act. People have the right to vote privately and independently. And California simply does not allow for that right now. So we're really interested in talking with people who have had the experience of either, you know, attempting to vote by mail in California, or wanting to vote by mail but not being able to. We're also really interested in speaking with people who might have voted in a different state that has an accessible absentee voting method to just hear about people's experiences with other systems that do allow people to vote privately and independently by mail. And so we're considering, you know, all sort of strategies to address this problem, but we understand the urgency of it with, you know, with each election and with absentee voting becoming more and more popular and entrenched, it's only going to become more of a problem. So we consider it an urgent problem, and we'd love to speak to you about your experiences with it.
So this is Michael again. You know, I wanted to ask the audience here a couple of questions that would be helpful to get some feedback for this matter. I'm just wondering, by a show of hands, can you guys just tell us or show us how many of you vote by mail right now or do what's called absentee voting?
Can I raise half my hand?
Yeah. So that looks like about half the people in the room. It's a lot of people.
And how many of you would vote absentee if there was an accessible absentee option? Like a privately and independently doable absentee option.
That is almost everybody in the room. That's at least 3/4 of the room.
Another question for you guys is, for those of you who do actually vote by mail already, how many of you pay readers to help you do that?
That's, I'd say about 20 people. That's a lot of people.
And you want to open it up to questions?
Do the rest of you who currently vote absentee have somebody assist you and read you the ballot? Yes. Okay. Has anybody voted in a state other than California using an accessible absentee method? Ah. Yeah. Where did you vote, ma'am? You have brown hair and you're wearing, you have short brown hair. That is... I'm sorry, I can't see your name. I'm sorry, can you said you were in Riverside?
Yes.
Okay. And can you describe it a little bit more? Okay, thank you.
You asked me about what the accessible machine was like?
Oh.
No. We were looking for anybody who might have voted absentee with an accessible method. California doesn't have them, any accessible method, but many other states do.
Yes, it was a standard, you know, accessible machine. And
okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry about that. I've never voted in another state. I apologize. I wear hearing aids. I'm sorry.
No, no problem. Okay, so nobody has experiences in another state. Okay, that's helpful to know.
Yeah.
And I think we just wanted to open it up for comment or questions if people have things they want to say.
I'm bringing a mic. Hold on.
I was wondering if you can describe any of the methods that have been used in any other states that you would consider to be accessible and able to be used independently.
Sure, this is Michael. So I can tell you about the some of the options that have been used already and are being used. So one example is the system that's being used in Oregon. Lisa referenced it quickly. It is Oregon is all vote by mail, and for people who do not have print disabilities, sighted voter, they get a print ballot in the mail. And they just fill that out by hand and mail it back in. For a voter with a disability, a print disability, such as blind voters, you can go onto the website of the elections officials there and sign up to receive a ballot by email. They send you a fillable HTML ballot by email that you can fill out on your computer with your screen reader and then print it out. Sign it and mail it back in or drop it off by in person. So that's one system that's being used in Oregon, and I believe that there are other systems used in Washington, Delaware, I want to say Washington, Delaware, Utah, and a few other states that are sort of computer screen reader based as well. They differ in the way that you handle them and whether it's on, you know, whether you print it out or send it in by email or other method, but they are by and large like that. There's also a system in Honolulu, Hawaii, which is a telephone-based absentee voting system. That's the only place that we know of that has an absentee telephonic voting system. The way that one works is you get a phone number, you get a code, you call in, and you use your touch tone phone to enter in your code, and then you use your, you know, to identify yourself, and then you use the touch tone keypad to navigate a ballot that is an audio recorded ballot, and you just basically, you know, use the phone to make your selections, submit them, and then review and submit the whole ballot by phone.
Hello, this is the artist. I just wanted to mention that I've been working with a accessible voting company for the last few years, and I've done some research with them with different states. And some states will send an email ballot to voters, and then they can send them back either an email, or some states require them to print them out and send them back in. And there's also some, like you mentioned, in Washington State and a couple other states where they go online and can fill it out with their computer and print it out and send it in. None of them that I talk to actually fill it in from the website and submit it that way. Most of them either have to print them or send them back an email because they feel that that's safer than, you know, sending it back in on the website itself.
Thanks, artists. Yes, we most of the systems that we've seen, they vary. The one I was describing in Oregon requires that you print, sign, and then physically mail in the ballot that was filled out as well. But yes, we are aware that there are a couple other ways that other systems have done it.
Good afternoon. William Elliott, Fresno Chapter.
I've heard of a sort of hybrid system, which I think was introduced in New Zealand, whereby you telephone a call center and a human on the other end of the system actually fills in your ballot paper for you. It's completely anonymous because you identify yourself by a number, which is unknown to the person who receives the ballot. But they fill it in for you, read it back, and then you confirm that that is your choice.
It's very interesting. I don't know that anywhere in America does anything like that. Right. It looks like there's one more question.
Actually, this is a comment.
Sure.
I'm from Silicon Valley chapter, and there's about half a dozen of us from the San Jose Blind Center that work with a company in Palo Alto that are working on prototypes for blind people to be able to vote. So I think five of them were totally blind, and I was low vision. So they got a good feedback, because what I need, they don't need. And I haven't heard anything from them recently, but I did, and my friends, we did go to that company two different times and gave them feedback, and the people who hired them are from here in Los Angeles. So if it ever came to be, I won't see it in San Jose.
What was the name of that company?
I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything since
okay.
I'm not
okay.
sure. I know I signed something, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
All right, well, we want to thank Michael and Lisa for this great update. And if you have interest, definitely contact them with any input or questions that you might have.
Yes, I believe that our information is in the program. We also will be sitting for about the next hour in the exhibitor hall upstairs. And we also have cards, both printed and braille, if anyone would like them.
And if none of that works out, we can always get you their contact after convention. So, not a problem. All right, thank you. Before we draw the last door prize, I'm going to have one more. Let's have another round of applause for Lisa and Michael. That's great. Doing a super job for us. A couple of quick announcements. A shout out, we're going to be a little more formal tonight, but a shout out for both our streaming team and our AV guys. Let's hear it for them. And for everybody listening on ACB Radio, I'm going to tell you an amazing statistic about yesterday tonight that you will be just astounded to hear. With respect to ACB Radio. I want to also say that we have some young folks already, some youth from the Lighthouse who are here, and tomorrow we'll have more from Junior Blind of America. And hey, there you go. So make them feel welcome, and show them some good old CCB hospitality. So every chance you get, give them a hello, and you know, so we'll see them around. And now, okay, another mention for the CAT committee meeting in Apollo and the president's meeting in Trillium C. Have your questions ready for the candidates. We will have some extra chairs for those who are not able to eat. If you want to attend, there will be a few extra chairs, correct? Okay. And I think with that, we will now get the door prize drawn. Oh, I'll draw. I'm right here. Yeah. Okay, I'll draw.
$25 from Fresno chapter.
$25 from Fresno. Gina McGoy, are you in the room? I haven't seen Gina. Not at all. Okay, we'll try again. Pedro Romero. There we go. A book bag was found in the restaurant. It is at the front desk of the hotel. If you can identify it, it is yours. Okay, we stand adjourned until tonight at 7 p.m. Thank you very much.